Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Last week, we introduced our guest, Dr. Jerry Bergman, the author of the book, The Slaughter of the Dissidents, The Shocking Truth About Killing the Careers of Darwin Doubters. And today, I think if you knew the facts, you'd be shocked, too, is what is happening with those who disagree with evolution in our universities. So, Dr. Bergman, I have just a few more questions in the limited time we have together. Number one, tell us an example of a shocking story of someone who disagreed with evolution and paid a dear price for doing so.
Well, what happens is, in short, their careers are ended. It's a career ender. Not always, but especially if you teach in the science area at the higher levels, such as college and university. Basically, there is an enormous amount of antagonism against that worldview, and enormous amount, I should stress. And as a result, in my book, as well as in other research that I've done, it's pretty clear that it's, in almost all cases, it's a career ender.
Well, when you look at the problem, do you see any hope of reversing this discrimination and outright punishment of those who do not believe in evolution?
Well, this has to be talked about a lot more, number one. And number two, especially you find that people who are somewhat in the middle of this worldview, who are theistic evolutionists, are now having trouble. So the antagonism from the scientific community is becoming greater and greater, and I think more and more people are realizing that we have a problem here. It's a human rights problem, basically, as well as discrimination against primarily Christians, although Jews and Muslims also face some problems in the Western world because of this issue. And so as it's brought to the attention of more and more people, I think that eventually people are going to realize that, you know, this is just wrong. It's just not part of our tradition and our concerns about freedom of religion and belief and so on.
Well, it seems to me it raises two questions. And number one, it raises the question, what about young men and women who want to go into the scientific fields? Should they be discouraged from trying to enter those fields if they want to be teachers in those fields? And secondly, and you can answer that question next, is what about students who go to colleges where that view is so prevalent? What can they do in the classroom? So what about those who want to make careers of science and are going to face this?
Well, I certainly wouldn't discourage anyone who wants to make a career of science from going into science. How you survive, basically, and a friend of mine related this to me, is you simply stay in the closet until you get your PhD degree. Then when you get your PhD degree, if you go on to teach at a Christian college, for example, or go into a ministry or writing or some other area, of course, then you can come out of the closet. But by and large, not always, but in general, to survive in academia, to get a PhD degree, you need to be in the closet. If you want to go into as a professor at a major university, you need to stay in the closet until you get tenure. Then once you have tenure, then you can come out of the closet, but now that still can adversely affect your career. So I know some scientists just elect to stay in the closet for their whole career. And that's hard for Christians because we are obligated to let our light shine and not hide it under a basket. And so that goes against the beliefs of a lot of Christians, and, well, all Christians, actually. But on the other hand, we don't want to put ourselves in a position where we'll end up losing our career and we can't support our family. Scriptures also say that one who doesn't support his family is worse than one without the faith. And so it really puts Christians in a major bind, and it's difficult for many to determine which way they should go.
Well, very briefly, because we just have a few seconds left, Dr. Bergman, what counsel would you give to parents and to Christian students when they go on the university campus and have to face this?
Well, if you have a lot of knowledge about the issue and study it extensively beforehand, you can usually deal pretty effectively with the arguments that the Darwin professors bring forth. Most professors specialize in one very narrow area, and most really don't know much at all about Darwinism because, well, that's not their major specialty. They may, for example, be doing research in folate receptors and in the area of biochemistry and molecular biology. And therefore, they tend to know a great deal about that area, but they don't know a great deal about Darwinism. And so, except they believe it's true, and everyone else, they believe it true. You shouldn't be intimidated by the fact that they're professors and are very knowledgeable, because often students can indeed stand up to their professors if they elect to do so.
Well, once again, we're facing the problem of new frontiers where we have to defend our freedom and faith. Thank you so much, Dr. Bergman. We appreciate having you on board.
Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.